Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
I find that hump days in summer are best served with a dash of daytime baseball, ditching work and thumbing my nose at corporate responsibility. For 3 hours, I'm out of reach, out of touch, and out of control. Not that I'm suggesting watching the San Francisco Giants on a midweek afternoon makes me a rioting anti-capitalist fireball, but it's a step in that direction. Think Noam Chomsky with a baseball mitt. Hot Sundays in the bleachers and Friday nights in the upper deck are all well and good, but nothing compares to the midweek day game. A thread of tension stitched through my stomach. It's like I'm 15 again, skipping chemistry to watch Lethal Weapon with a ham and cheese toastie. Like I said, out of control. There's a buzz around the stadium that none of us should be here. You can't move for fake business lunches and disappearing stomach flus. The place is teeming with lies. With the first pitch, I feel a little giddy. I turn off my phone and I'm committed. Want to show up in the second, eat a dog in the third, and leave in the fourth? Then go to LA, buddy. I'm here to the bitter end. By the fifth inning, I'm stressing about pitch counts and double plays. And no, I don't want to go to the faux Mexican taco stand and have a $15 enchilada amigo. In the seventh, people have started to pack up and leave. A one-run lead not exciting enough for you? What would you prefer? The apocalypse? By the final inning, I've got pins and needles and I can't feel my head. I hold my breath until the last out, convinced that anything could and will happen to turn this game around. Win or lose, I'm released to the crooning of Tony Bennett and the attack formation of dive-bombing seagulls. For a moment, I've put my life on hold as I'm caught in the midst of the greatest game. I've lost 3 pounds of sweat, burst a blood vessel, and it's not even 4 o'clock. But there's nothing like the midweek day game. It's just so subversive. With a perspective, I'm Lewis Heathcote.